USA News. I'm Tim Berg. It's a busy day on Capitol Hill as multiple hearings are taking place in the Senate and in the House. In the House, a House Select Committee on the Coronavirus Pandemic is holding their first hearing on the origins of the virus.
Discovering the origins is vital. It matters for the future of the world. And we aren't finished. We're just beginning.
Ohio Republican Congressman Brad Wenstrup. Meanwhile, in the Senate, intelligence community leaders such as FBI Director Christopher Wray are testifying that there needs to be more focus on strengthening the protections of critical infrastructure owned by the business community.
We need to be working more and more closely with the business community to try to build resilience. I think there have been a lot of progress that's been made, but we need to make more.
Snowplows are continuing to work overtime in San Bernardino County, California, where recent historic winter storms swept through the area. And we're now hearing at least one person lost their life.
California now has at least one death directly related to the historic winter storms in the San Bernardino Mountains. People who live there are still digging out from snow as more snow is falling. And forecasters say the next system due onshore tomorrow will be warmer, and that means rain as high as 9,000 feet. I'm Richard Johnson.
Another key economic report is better than expected. ADP says private payrolls rose by 242,000 in February. Analysts were looking for a gain of around 205,000 jobs. And Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt is praising voters for turning down a proposal that would have legalized recreational marijuana in the state. Oklahoma approved medical marijuana 5 years ago, but said no yesterday to legalizing sales for recreational purposes. This is USA News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-956-3162 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-956-3162. 800-956-3162. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-956-3162.
As spring breakers prepare to head to Mexico, people are now taking note after two Americans died after being kidnapped on Friday.
The daylight abduction of a group of U.S. citizens in Mexico highlights the perils of crossing the southern border into territories run by drug cartels. Former Attorney General Bill Barr says the Mexican government has lost control of its territories because of the money and number of drug cartels in country. Senior advisor at Global Guardian Rob D'Amico on Fox News says American sovereignty is being disrespected around the world.
It actually does. I've been in lots of these, both Iraq, Afghanistan, Africa. We've chased people all over Africa and brought them back for piracy. Mm-hmm. It happens a lot.
USA News' Lance Pry. The Senate recently voted to bar pension fund managers from basing investment decisions on environmental, social, and governance factors like climate change. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York is celebrating the vote at the Republicans' weekly press conference on Capitol Hill.
Wall Street should not use your retirement savings to fund left-wing political causes.
And finally, the winner of a more than $2 billion Powerball jackpot is now the owner of a mansion in Southern California. The Los Angeles Times reporting Edwin Castro spent $25 million on the home in a neighborhood where several celebrities live. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.